Hello, I'm Sochiel Dixon. In today's encouragement from our daily bread, I'll be sharing, Open the Eyes of My Heart. In 2001, a premature baby named Christopher Duffley surprised doctors by surviving. At 5 months old, he entered the foster care system until his aunt's family adopted him. A teacher realized 4-year-old Christopher, though blind and diagnosed with autism, had perfect pitch. 6 years later at church, Christopher stood on stage and sang, Open the Eyes of My Heart. The video reached millions online. In 2020, Christopher shared his goals of serving as a disability advocate. He continues to prove that possibilities are limitless with the eyes of his heart open to God's plan. The Apostle Paul commended the church in Ephesus for their bold faith. He asked God to give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation so they would know him better. He prayed that their eyes would be enlightened or opened so they would understand the hope and inheritance God promised his people. As we ask God to reveal himself to us, we can know him more and can declare his name, power, and authority with confidence. With faith in Jesus and love for all God's people, we can live in ways that prove his limitless possibilities while asking him to keep opening the eyes of our hearts. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Let's pray. Mighty and merciful God, please open the eyes of our hearts so that we can know, love, and live for you with bold faith that leads others to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.